Hello, this is Matthew. Now we can start with some news items. With the Ukraine crisis foremost in people's minds, Norwich is granting freedom of the city to two Ukrainian cities, and trips to Ukraine with supplies are undertaken, including from our fire service. Then another ever-present subject rears its head as COVID infections increase. And welcome news that the scruffy site opposite John Lewis is to be redeveloped, and magistrates from all walks of life are sought. Two cities in war-torn Ukraine have been awarded the freedom of the city of Norwich in a show of solidarity. Norwich City Council has granted the honorary title to the people of Lviv and Odessa. Alan Waters, leader of the council, said the cities had been chosen because they, like Norwich, are UNESCO cities of literature, but the award represented a message of unity with the entire country of Ukraine. Announcing the honour at a council meeting, he said the country was valiantly upholding the rights of democracy against a dictatorship that has embarked on a brutal, illegal cause. The meeting also heard a commitment from Gail Harris, deputy leader of the council, that the authority would not shirk our responsibilities when it came to supporting any refugees who arrived in the city. She said this would mean not only assisting with accommodation, but also integrating people into the community. However, she argued central government had to give clearer instructions on how councils could help. The Freedom of the City Award received unanimous support from across the council chamber. The honour dates back to the 13th century. It's normally given to people and organisations in recognition of their contributions to Norwich.
Norfolk Fire Service has joined crews across the UK to support firefighters on the front line in Ukraine. Thousands of pieces of kit and equipment have been donated to UK charity FireAid, who are coordinating the effort alongside the National Fire Chiefs Council. The equipment will be transported to the war-torn country on Saturday, March the 19th, as part of a large convoy.
Health leaders have urged people not to lose focus in the fight against COVID following a rise in case numbers and hospital admissions. Since the last remaining restrictions were lifted last month, case numbers have gradually begun to climb again in Norfolk. While the rate of infection still remains considerably lower than experienced in January, numbers have started to grow across all age groups, and the region's three main hospitals are still currently treating scores of patients who have tested positive for the virus. 54 at the Norfolk and Norwich, 41 at the James Paget in Galston, and 67 at the Queen Elizabeth in King's Lynn. However, according to the most recent figures, just one of these is requiring a ventilator to treat their illness. The virus is still also causing staffing issues across the hospitals, with more than 200 staff members across the three enduring COVID-related absences. Of these, 130 are at the NNUH, 73 at the JPH, and 36 at the QEH. The situation has prompted health leaders to call for caution in a bid to prevent any further spread of the virus. Kath Byford, chief at Norfolk and Waveney CCG, said, "I cannot stress how important it is to maintain the safer behaviours that we all adopted during the pandemic. These behaviours, like washing your hands, ventilating rooms and choosing to wear a face mask in public places, will make a real difference in how easily viruses can circulate throughout our communities."
A derelict plot opposite John Lewis could be turned into 9 new homes by a council-owned development firm. Plans for the redevelopment of 10 to 14 Burr Street have been proposed by Norwich Regeneration Limited to Norwich City Council, which owns the property company. The site used to be occupied by the Pot Company, but has stood empty since at least 2012. According to plans, the council wants to demolish an old wall and build 2 one-bedroom flats, 1 two-bedroom flat, 3 two-bedroom townhouses and 3 three-bedroom townhouses. A courtyard development of 3-storey townhouses would be at the back of the site, reached by an archway under the 3-storey block of flats at the front. The planning statement said, "The building will have an active street frontage onto Burr Street, with the design of the ground floor windows providing a traditional retail frontage. The proposal infill development will respect the building line and enhance the setting of the adjacent listed building.
Magistrates have backed a campaign to boost their numbers from every part of society in a bid to clear court backlogs caused by COVID. The Ministry of Justice's biggest recruitment effort in the 650-year history of the magistracy is seeking dozens of new magistrates in Norfolk. It comes as victims of crime face lengthy delays for justice in Norfolk's courts, with some cases being put back by more than a year. The campaign aims to attract people from a wide range of backgrounds, from teachers to bricklayers to stay-at-home mums. To make courts more representative, more women and a younger wave of volunteers is being sought, with anyone over 18 being encouraged to apply. Currently in Norfolk and Suffolk, just over half of magistrates are women, 54%, and only 4.6% are aged 40 or under.